this is something new and innovative and can make you money, but also bring you peace of mind.
Podcasting from Wealthwave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of Wealthwave.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Great. That's good, that's good. Kim, I just want to say thank you for leading the charge for Only Blue Skies. I am very proud to be a member of the Only Blue Skies Mastermind. I know we're going to do a lot of things in this world to change it and the way that women are looked upon in this industry. My little speech is about a little bit about from Main Street to Wall Street, which I want to call it from Wall Street to Main Street back to Wall Street, because I consider this firm a super, super duper Wall Street firm. And the reason being is that for one thing for sure, Wall Street has never seen anything like this. And they need to get ready for us. I started my career basically as an entrepreneur. And I'll tell you how I got started, because I think that something's missing at our dinner table. My dad told me, he who writes the check is free. And I went around looking to find out how was I going to write those checks. So at the dear age of 19, after being basically an intern working for a tax accountant, after 2 years of working diligently and getting very little pay, I bought the business from it. But I didn't it didn't stop there. And the reason being is that I noticed that my clients were not being serviced properly by Wall Street. I would send them to get help, and what would happen is they'd come back, tails tucked, that no one wanted to help them. So I figured the best thing for me was to go to Wall Street, not knowing that it really was not the industry for women, and definitely not for black women. But it didn't matter. I was too young to know that I wasn't supposed to be there. So I continued on and created a very successful business and retired at the age of 38 because I was done. I was done with the abuse, the headaches, the problems, and the isolation. But I'll say one thing. I said, I love this industry. I love it with a passion. So how do I get back in and do what I really want? So I went looking for a company that had no quota. I wanted a company that I could talk to any client, someone who had as little as $25 a month to someone who had $25 million. And then I wanted to be able to not have basically that product of the day where someone tells me I have to sell it. And all of my counterparts on Wall Street told me that did not exist. And I couldn't find it. Well, they were so wrong. I found it quite well here. And I'll tell you, having the office, our office is in Chelsea in Manhattan. We are growing by leaps and bounds. And one of the things that is my basic crusade is financial literacy for everyone in America. And I believe that, don't you believe that's necessary? Yes. You know, and it's not about just the selling, but it's about the education. Because once you've educated someone, you can offer them anything because they'll understand it. And so by being a part of this group, which is the Tom Matthews Wealth Wave, I think this is the best place for me to be. And has been. I have watched this company change from many years, going through different types of transitions since I've been here. But I know that right now, WealthWave 360 is truly a game changer. Now, what makes us such a big game changer is the fact that we have now created something that Wall Street has never had. My highest element, when you talk about high touch to high tech, well, high touch is what we did. We talked to the clients, worked with them. High tech, the biggest thing that I had as far as high tech was my Quotron. Anybody know what a Quotron is? Well, don't worry about it. It's a big thing looking bad. Okay? That was all that I had. Well, today we have this wonderful hybrid called the high touch, high-tech hybrid. That's awesome. Now we can reach clients from across the country. You know, it's interesting. Serving at that summit, I was sitting with individuals, a lot of millionaires. I felt very much in place. And to sit there and listen to them, and one of the major factors that came out of there was that people still didn't know what to do with their money. They just didn't understand it. They put usually it in someone else's hands and hope that they're going to do right by it. But that's not what it's supposed to be about. You're supposed to know what's going on with your money. And so in spending time with understanding how important that hybrid is of high touch, high tech, took me from the level of being, best example I got is, I was in the horse and buggy age, and now I'm at the Rolls Royces. And that's what is here for you. And also on a side note, I want to say to those of you who have been in the industry, don't be so cocky about it, okay? This is something new and innovative and can make you money, but also bring you peace of mind. And so as I was sitting in that summit, I just wanted to add a few things that I learned. I learned that business owners don't take care of themselves, one. Number two, we are in the era of entrepreneurship. So when you talk to folks and they're looking for that job and they know it's not there, they've been on unemployment, now they're no longer on unemployment, they're on nothing. Well, the thing is that you've got to bring it home to them. You've got to bring it home that now the power is in their hands. And they've got to have faith and trust in their hands. You know, so it may not be this business, though I think this is the most wonderful business. I tell my reps that this is better than show business because I don't have to be an actress. I don't have to have talent. I just have to have a desire to help people. And that's what this is all about. So I say to those people out there with all your licenses, come take a look, because this is important. This era is changing. The world of technology is taking over. I sat with a group of young people. They were the Next Gen Global Summit. Did you hear that? Global Summit. And they were young entrepreneurs and up-and-coming business owners. And their whole entire platform was, how do we bring technology to our businesses? Well, what are we doing here? Aren't we doing that? We are truly changing. And so many of them have come to me, and we're talking about high school seniors and college, just entering into college. And they're looking for something that will bridge this gap. And they, you know, and while I was speaking to them, I had the epiphany of the world because I was talking about, well, he who writes the check is free. And I realized most of them didn't know what a check was. Okay. I said, well, I learned how to start my tax business was because my typing teacher, oh, you don't know what a typewriter is either, huh? You know, it was really interesting. But the thing is that didn't stop them. And many of them came to me and said, how can I work with you? You see, so if you don't do it, they will. So right now we're at the charge to make a change. And I'll tell you something, my clients love it. Why? Because it's something that where they sit with me, that's the high touch. We fill out the little stuff online, no paper. And then they get an opportunity to see their accounts and feel a part of their investment strategy, high tech, wow, you know, and they love it. We have all of this here. This is something that our country needs. We need to start to build our financial structure. We need to start to educate our people, not just sell to them. We need to be out here and making this a true economic revolution where people are out here building and building a basis and being financially free without writing the check. So I say to all of you that our youth are here ready to move. The baby boomers, I speak because I'm a card-carrying baby boomer, so therefore I say to all of you, you need to get on board, all right? And then in addition to it, the whole country needs to revolutionize the thinking and start to become financially literate.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.